I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The showdown in Hong Kong continues. Over the weekend, police in the Chinese territory cracked down on pro-democracy protesters there, using tear gas and pepper spray against them. Today, tens of thousands remain on the streets, defying police orders to disperse. The standoff has attracted global attention, but China's foreign ministry is rejecting any criticism, calling the unrest in Hong Kong purely an internal affair. The World's Matthew Bell is in Hong Kong with the crowd of protesters. What are you seeing right now, Matthew? What's going on?
That's right. I'm standing out in front of what looks like it's either a 4 or 5 star fancy hotel, and there are thousands of people that look like they're ready to settle in for the night. They've got blankets, they've got some food, water, supplies, they've got goggles and masks. This is the spot where some of the tear gas, when the police came in, as you mentioned, was the heaviest last night. People said it was really surprising that the police reacted that way, but in their opinion, it actually gave them more support, and they say the crowds were bigger today. I've just walked around here, Marco, and it seems pretty organized. The protesters have barricades set up around a several square block area, and this is Central District, is one of the busiest business districts in the city of Hong Kong.
What are they protesting exactly?
Well, it goes back in large part to a decision that was made in Beijing. The central government in China at the end of August decided not to give Hong Kong the right to elect its chief executive. That's basically its governor. That sort of rallied the pro-democracy forces here, and especially the students. Last week, university students organized a class boycott. They held sort of sit-ins and teach-ins. That just gained momentum and then led to this. There's sort of the establishment of the pro-democracy politicians in Hong Kong, and they were planning to do something as well in response to this Beijing decision at the end of August. At this point, it looks like the two movements might actually end up joining forces and things might get bigger this week.
Wow. So it's been dubbed the Umbrella Revolution. Why?
Well, a lot of people that came down here yesterday, they had umbrellas to sort of fend off the pepper spray. Individual officers were spraying individual protesters, and then arrests started. And then later on, there was a real effort by the security forces to kind of clear the streets, and they fired what looked like quite a lot of tear gas, surprised a lot of people here, but they didn't clear the streets. The people that I've been chatting with today, Marco, tell me that they're not going anywhere. They're gonna sort of move in shifts. People are going to go home, go to work if they have to, and just take turns and maintain this thing.
I mean, Hong Kong's always had this unique status in relation to the mothership on the Chinese mainland. You're certainly going to get a sense of that today. Is this unprecedented for Hong Kong?
Well, Marco, Hong Kong has a tradition of protests. For example, it's the only place in China where the events of Tiananmen Square in 1989, when the violent crackdown happened there, can be marked publicly, and it happens every summer. It's definitely a different system, and there are more rights for freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. But this seems to have really tipped the balance and kind of riled people up in a way that hasn't happened in a long time. When I talk to pro-democracy politicians, they say this is a historic moment and that Hong Kong's freedoms, what they see as what makes Hong Kong special and different, are under threat.
Right. Well, Wednesday is National Day in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong's identity will be available for all to see. Where is all this headed?
That's interesting, Marco, because some of the protest organizers chose that day precisely because a lot of the businesses right down here would be closed. And what they don't want is to turn the Hong Kong public against the campaign. Another thing, Marco, is that a lot of tourists from the mainland China, will come to Hong Kong. They go shopping, they go sightseeing. A lot of them are going to be showing up for that national holiday. So that'll be interesting to see what they have to say about all this.
We'll be checking back in with you, Matthew. The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.